You're listening to SBS News.
Julian Assange and his supporters have had little to celebrate in recent years, so the judge's decision to reject the US extradition request was very much unexpected, but enthusiastically welcomed.
Free Assange! Free Assange!
His partner, the mother of his two youngest sons, wept when the ruling was handed down. Stella Morris sees it as a first step towards his freedom.
We are pleased that the court has recognised the seriousness and inhumanity of what he has endured and what he faces. As long as our children continue to be bereft of their father's love and affection, we cannot celebrate. We will celebrate the day he comes home.
The United States Department of Justice wants Mr. Assange to face trial on espionage and hacking charges related to the publication of classified war documents. District Judge Vanessa Baratza cited the likelihood of near solitary confinement in an American supermax prison and insufficient suicide prevention measures in the US prison system as reasons why it would be oppressive to extradite the Australian.
In these harsh conditions, Mr. Assange's mental health would deteriorate, causing him to commit suicide with the single-minded determination of his autism spectrum disorder.
In the rest of her ruling, the judge sided largely with the US government. She found Mr. Assange's alleged activities fell outside the scope of investigative journalism and that he was not the victim of a political prosecution. Her ultimate decision was about the 49-year-old's mental well-being rather than press freedom. Jennifer Robinson is his lawyer.
This is an important win and a ruling that should be celebrated. But let's not forget that she also made some very problematic findings on the free speech aspects of this case.
US government lawyers have indicated they will appeal the extradition decision, a process which could take months, if not years. WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Kristen Raffenson is calling on the United States to back down.
And there should be a call out and pressure on the US side to drop the appeal, to say enough is enough. We've had enough of this. We have plenty to deal with in this new year, but not this.
For now, Mr. Assange remains in custody at London's Belmarsh Prison, his home since he was ejected from the Ecuadorian embassy in 2019. His decision to seek asylum there in 2012, breaching bail conditions in the process, is likely to be raised by the US as a reason why he shouldn't be released on bail now. But his lawyers say they'll outline the reasons he won't abscond, his young children and fiancé among them.
I had hoped that today would be the day that Julian would come home. Today is not that day, but that day will come soon.
Possibly as soon as Wednesday. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.